So, it depends everything on sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaur, law matra, sadhu sangha is sarva. It depends on high class of association or lowest class of association. If your association is high class, then lobh mai shraddha may come very soon. Greed will come to serve Krishna. And if not, then any kind of desire will not come. Only how to make money. So, if hearing in the good association, you will hear. Then, that seed who has given Gurudev by the mercy of Krishna, and you have planted in your heart by Shravan and Kirtan. First, two lips will come out. Right. This Shravan Kirtan is process of Shuddha Bhakti. Anya Bhilasita Sunyam Jnan Karmadhyana Vritam Mankullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Not Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha. Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Go on. One, I will tell. Oh, so you should be very carefully hear all these things. I know that in 20 years, in 15 years, you have not heard all these things. In the association, they cannot teach you all these things. Never. In lakhs and lakhs, but they cannot teach. Because they don't know all these things. And that is why they are telling that Narayan Maharaj is not in our line. They can fall down, falling down, all gracefully. Then you should hear very patiently and very carefully and try to note in golden letters here. Upajiya bade lata brahmand bhedi jaye. First, it sprouts. And then two leaves come first. Klesh Agni and Subhada. What is Klesh Agni? If first leaf will come, then all kinds of suffering and sorrows will go away forever. No problems at all. Only one problem may come, that, oh, Krishna, where you are? Oh, Holy Master, where you are? Only this problem. And this is okay. But worldly problems all will go if you will do like this in this process. Surely, no doubt at all in this.
Quindi la prima due foglie spunteranno e la prima foglia è quella che toglierà tutti i problemi, sia materiali o problemi di qualunque genere al devoto. L'unico problema che resterà sarà quello di Krishna, dove sei? Krishna, io voglio servirti. Questo sarà l'unico problema che rimarrà. Ma tutti gli altri se ne andranno. Su questo non dovete avere nessun dubbio.
All kinds of miseries, that is called paap, sin, and tendency to do sin, sinful acts. And collection of all bad impressions made by these sinful activities, all will go away.
La seconda foglia rappresenta la cacciata di tutti i peccati, ma non solo dei peccati, anche la tendenza a fare i peccati. Tutto andrà via.
The fruit of these sinful activities are of so many kinds. Pap, papi, avidya, kut, avidya, like so. Means, now we have taken this human body. And those sufferings are coming. So many problems are coming. These are called prarabdha pap. Prarabdha means we are, what sufferings, problems are coming due to past impressions, and we are testing all these things due to prarabdha karma. Even a brahmavadi sannyasi who has reached up to the level of Brahma, he has known that world is suffering, and he has realized his Atma even, but he will have to taste all prarabdha karma bhog. But if anyone chanting, remembering in the guidance of pure Vaishnavas, pure Gurudev, chanting even, and one name inspired is in that, that one name will burn all kinds of prarabdha, aprarabdha, koot, bees, avidya, everything. We have so much aprarabdha, pap. Oh, though are curative, they are called prarabdha. And we are now testing. But there are also endless pap karma that we'll have to test it in future. But if you are chanting name, you are doing Samana Kirtan Smaran, by when this sleep will come, first Klesha Agni, first will come. And all will burn forever. Guru does not take it up, all the evils and paps. Never it takes. By the influence of, by the semblance of name, all pap karms, kut, avidya. Avidya my name? Forgetting Krishna. Even all goes away. So Klesha Agni is so powerful. Firstly,
quindi quando spunta questa prima foglia si vede che tutte le karma, le passate attività e il frutto delle passate attività vengono sì restituite dal devoto, vengono sentite dal devoto.
Don't sleep.
Ma il devoto sa che queste attività si fermeranno perché con la compagnia dei puri devoti e il desiderio di servire Krishna butterà via tutte le reazioni delle passate attività.
Then second leaf comes. And what is that? Subhada. All kinds of good auspices come. You will have a birth in Suchinang Srimatangehe. You will take birth in very high class of family, not so much rich, not so much poor, in middle, and in very religious family, where high class of devotees will be there and you can associate easily. Always so much, know so much rogues and sickness and disease. Beautiful say, all will come and praise you. When Subhadha will come, this second leaf. And then bhakti will come gradually. This is, and you will be happy. No problem. That you have no problem for divorce because you have not married. So no this problem will come. We have no, not to support and marry, give marriage to your daughter because you have no wife, no children, nothing. So all kinds of subha, auspices will come by second day.
Poi con la seconda foglia verranno tutti i tipi di auspiciosità, ad esempio nascere in una famiglia molto religiosa, di devoti, avere un aspetto molto bello, essere sani, non essere malati. Allora molto facilmente si otterrà la Bhakti. Queste sono tutte le auspiciosità che vengono dalla seconda foglia.
There is most secret one thing in two leaves. Then when they come out from that creeper, they are like molded. Folding. Folded. No? And gradually they open. So first when they are folded, some rough part, upper part is rough and it is seen. No? Not smooth. It's smooth where? When it inside is very smooth. So upper side is Vaidhi Bhakti. No? Some rough. And inner side, when it comes, oh, like this. Then upper part becomes backward. So it is very smooth. This is Raganuga Bhakti. In two leaves. So Vaidhi and Raganuga both. Then more two leaves comes. When it is matured, two leaves are matured, then two more folding leaves come out. And these are called what? Moksha Laghuta Krita Sudur Labha. Oh, you should do otherwise you will forget. So, very carefully you should know all these things, understand, try to. This is called the Isht Goshti. Isht Goshti, have you heard? This is called the Isht Goshti. Pure association. Not that, oh, there are so many. Now, our book department is like collapsed. We should do something for distributing. You should take 100 books each and you should go to door to door and sell it. Otherwise, or what? Oh, we'll go down and we will be off. This is very big problem in our camp. So, please do it. So many meetings. Only for problems, these problems. Not East Coast. But they call that, oh, we are doing East Coast. East Coast they are doing. East Coast, not East Coast. They are burning ghost, this Harikatha. East Coast. So you should. And try to understand all these things and try to go further. No?
Questo è un Isht Goshti, è un puro incontro su argomenti puri. Non è un Isht Goshti, è un brutto.
What's your name from England? Yeah. Brahmananda. Ramanath. Oh. You should be very careful. Not like. No? What? Yes. Oh, not like this, but like this. Very precious things I want to give you all. I want that you should attend my all classes like this. Those who are, not listening all these things, they are called Atmaghati. Nivritta Tarsai Upagiyamanat Bhavasabhudha Kauttam Slok Gunanu Bhadat Virajjet Vinapasu. Those who don't listen all these things here, all these Harikatha, they are like tigers and bears, killing others and not only that, self-killing. Self-killer. Committing suicide, more than suicide. to society is very common thing. It is not so. But skilled soul, not to hear all this Harikatha, no taste in Harikatha, then your everything is finished forever. Huh? So don't miss all these things. Very carefully hearing. Words like nectar you should take. Then come to the point. Sudurlabha. Moksha Laghutakrita. What is the meaning of moksha laghutakrita?
Means that this bhakti, when one receives this, then it completely minimizes the importance of liberation. Liberation appears to be so insignificant.
Do you know what is liberation? What is liberation?
Freedom from misery.
Hmm?
Freedom from misery of this material
world. I'm giving an instance of this. Anyone came and at once he keep his hand here, shocked. And he also, and mouth also. And then you cannot breathe. And in a moment you can. And when you are dying, and you are doing like this, and but he is so strong that you cannot do anything. Like Bhim did for Dushasan and Duryodhan. No? Then, I am dying. And if anyone came, like Krishna came, and he killed that demon, and you all, I'm saved. This is called moksha. I have told only instance, but so many. If you are going, taking bath, and you were in a very big current, and current took you into the middle of the ocean, and no one is there to save you, and you are going down and up, and now you are going to die at once. But if at once Krishna will hear, and he will send an aeroplane, and it will come and take you out, then how you will feel the release. So this is called moksha. So worldly, these all these things, suffering, taking birth and death, these are like these. And if Krishna, you are doing Krishna name, at once all will go away. This is moksha laghuta krita. You will feel so much happiness. So, Samana Kirtan and all these are more superior than moksha also. So, moksha lapta krita. Nevertheless, wish that I should have a moksha. Only you should desire that I will start Krishna. I will not name any dear husband. So, moksha lapta krita is hopefully. This leafy.
Poi le altre due foglioline che splitteranno, una è moksha laghuta krita, cioè la foglia che rappresenta la scomparsa del desiderio di ricevere moksha. E moksha, anche cos'è moksha? E fatto l'esempio Maharaj di.
Then, fourth leafy is Sudurlabha. This kind of bhakti is rare. By practicing, you cannot have. Only by the mercy of Krishna or devotees. Otherwise, you cannot. Bhakta prasadas and Bhagavat prasadas. Only by the mercy of Bhakta or Bhagavan. you can have. So bhakti like Bilva Mangal is very rare. Very rare. Bhakti like Rup Sanatan Raghunath is very rare. Very rare. By exercise, lakhs and lakhs koti years, this type of bhakti will not come. Especially lobhamayi bhakti will not come. So it is called rare, so durlabha. And then, two lips more. But each lips have inner and outer parts. All. Then, what? Sandar Atma Krishna Akarsanita. Sandar Visheshatma. Oh, always so much, what? Ghanibhuta Ananda, mane?
Intense
happiness is there. How? Always serving Krishna and he is a rasa. And all kinds of rasa, ocean of rasa. Anandambudhi Vardhan Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritaswadhanam. So he will not touch worldly things. Always dense ananda. And then Krishna Akarshan. And then sixth leaf will be when it will come out. Oh, Krishna, we see that how beautiful, fragrant and sweet, and Krishna will be attached. And it will attract even Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. So these lips are like this. And then bhakti will come fully. Next day we will explain more. We should try to add what?
Digest
all these things and note down in your heart. Lose our classes. If you are not understanding, still sit, be seated. No harm. By sitting and sitting, by hearing and hearing, you will gradually understand all these things.
Non perdete le lezioni, anche se non capite completamente, sedetevi e ascoltate. Ascoltando e ascoltando gradualmente la riuscirete a capire.
Though it is very rare, but don't miss these classes. Otherwise you are making your suicide yourself, if you are missing. So all the classes are so valuable, so transcendental valuable. So don't miss all these classes. Gaur Pramana.